You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
Add your voice.
Have your say.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's walk the talk indeed on 702. I'm Thabo Shola Mashau, 15 minutes to 2 o'clock. And as promised, right now, I thought let's just take a look at yoga. And I mean, the New York Times was saying, and it was reporting that the original context of yoga was spiritual development, practices to train the body and the mind to self-observe. And that's a very interesting equilibrium to strike there between body and mind. We don't always come right with that one, and it's a bit of a battle. And it further said that we ought to become aware of our own nature. So the purposes of yoga, as we are reading, were to cultivate discernment, awareness, self-regulation, and higher consciousness to the individual. All these spiritual issues come to the fore. Whilst many of us just think, hey, listen, it's just for my physical exercise. I just want my feet and my legs and to do this, that, and the other. It is somehow spiritual. And to help us talk about that is yoga teacher and trainer, Jolene Palmer. And Jolene joins us right now on the line. Jolene, hi, welcome. Thank you so much for making time.
Hello, Thabo. Lovely. Thank you for having me here, and welcome to all our listeners.
Some of us, maybe I should speak for myself, we become so intimidated whenever we hear the word yoga because we know we are not as physically flexible or spiritually ready to do that. What's the purpose of yoga, Jolene?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many things. So yoga is not just a exercise. It's definitely a lot more than exercise. It's a mindful movement practice. That's about the best way of explaining it. So the practice focuses on reconnecting you with your mind and your body. And it is regarded as a form of physical, but it's also mental and a spiritual development. And alongside with that, yoga encourages you to adopt several lifestyle habits. So such as your change everything, your moderation on your diet, your abstinence from, let's say, smoking and alcohol. It's got multidimensional aspects of yoga, which extends not only to the maintenance of health, but also your prevention of autism.
Mm.
So there's a lot more that it goes into, and I think people don't realize the multitude ways that yoga will actually help you.
Mm.
It's not an exercise, it's not a religion, it is definitely a spiritual, exciting opportunity to work into. And you don't have to be flexible to do it.
Oh, really? That's a relief, because I was just about to ask, do I need to be of a certain weight and a certain waist size, perhaps size 28 and 32? If I'm slightly beyond that, do I still have a chance in yoga?
Oh, definitely. I say it's for everybody, whether you are short, tall, thin, fat, big, small, have problems, it's for everybody. No matter if you're old, young, I work with every single type of person under the sun, and that's the beauty of yoga. That is really the beauty of us taking on yoga.
Mm.
I love that question.
You spoke about spirituality. You spoke about the mind. Perhaps let's start with the mind first. How does yoga function to assist my mental health, if at all that? But how does it work with my mind? Because with a body, it somehow makes sense, but how do you connect it with the mind?
Okay, so let's just go basically what it is. So yoga is essentially a spiritual discipline that's based on an extremely subtle science, which is focused on bringing harmony between the mind and body.
Mm.
So it's really finding yourself in an external world that inhibits a spiritual aspect that you can attain peace and clarity of mind, if that is the way to put it. So not only were you perfecting a pose, which is the secondary importance, but you get to focus, you get to be present, you find awareness, and you put your intention into where you're at. And, you know, especially where we live in this world, we are in such a flurry of emotions and being in a place where it's so busy that you actually get to calm the mind. So it's a form of meditation in a way, that you actually have no time to be out there and thinking about, oh, what am I doing for dinner? What is happening at work? What is going on? Because you are so much in the state and the space where you have to actually focus on where you are with full effort and attention, that your mind calms down and finds the space where you can live in a positive way and go into a deep, powerful space that will influence your life at that present moment.
Mm. And do the postures speak to that? Each posture, does it have a significance?
1,000%, 1,000%. So each posture will take you into a different place. For example, if I take a theme of postures, so for example, if I look at, let's say, forward bends are very calming and soothing to your soul and your mind. So they are, will bring that kind of relief to your energy. Back bends are very exciting, and they bring about energy to your body. So there's certain things. Twists bring about, you can use them for, let's say, losing weight and you know, detoxifying a body. So there's all different aspects for certain kinds of poses. And then you can go into a certain pose for a certain kind of thing. So, for example, if you're doing, we have things like a Janusirsana, which is a forward bend with your knee bend. That's if you're feeling nauseous. So it's got an actual specific therapeutic benefit that you could get from each pose.
Mm-hmm.
So they get even further into it, and each pose will give you a different benefit and a different use.
I see, I see. So it's very important then. And Jolene, we live in a very spiritually contested terrain, not just in South Africa. I just think generally, globally, we are in a spiritually awakening time of our lives. However, it is also highly contested. This person would tell you that this is my form of spirituality and I'm comfortable with it. And often we loosely perhaps confuse spirituality with religion. And I'm asking this deliberately. So yoga does not necessarily replace one's denominational or religious affiliation, does it?
Not at all. So let me explain that even better. So although yoga has roots in religion itself, okay, it's been understood as a purely spiritual practice. But yoga is definitely, it's a strong philosophical, it goes back to the philosophy of the spirit and the mind and the body and working with that. If you want to bring your religion into it, I say, why not? You know, you can always bring those things in. It does go back, it's connected to religious, it stems from religion in historical terms. So it came from, let's say, Hinduism and Buddhism, where, let's say, we chanted Om, which is in meditation. Om is the echo, the sound of harmony of the universe. But however, being a part of religion, that mantra isn't necessarily religious. So you don't have to feel connected to other people. I always say religion and spirituality are two different things completely. And a lot of people, my school that I work with, which is the YYI, the Young Yoga Institute, actually began its practice all for Christians and then realized, oh, that wasn't fair. Let's rather bring it out and bring in all the different religions into it. So it's not a religious practice. Definitely, definitely not. It's really misunderstood. It's a spiritual practice. And that's really about bringing your body, your mind, your spirit, and bringing, integrating it in, getting yourselves to work together. So it's mind-body integration, establishing a healthy dialogue between your thoughts and yourselves. While the body appears to be like material, it's really a field of energy and intelligence that is connected to the mind. So your beliefs, your thoughts, your emotions influences every cell in your body and therefore plays a major role in your overall well-being. And that's really what we want. It's through conscious breathing, movement, and attention of your physical postures.
I'm speaking to Jolene Palmer. She's a yoga teacher and trainer. She's joining us here on 702. Just to have a casual chat about yoga. Are you doing yoga and how is it working for you? Is it really giving you the satisfaction that it needs? How did you get into yoga? And does it really inspire you to become a better person? And I'm just interested in knowing how many of you are into yoga, or are you thinking about it? How is it working out for you? If you want to join this discussion, please feel free. It's all for you. 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. And I'm happy to take your calls and hear what you have to say about it. Jolene, who is a typical yoga candidate? Is it someone who's completely troubled? Is it a professional who's got no time to exercise during the week because they are living from one coffee cup to the next, and a can of an energy drink at 1 o'clock in the morning, and they've got huge assignments to finish, work projects? Or is it for someone who's truly just laid back and they're just flowing, wearing flowy pants, linen pants, and just enjoying life? Who's an ideal candidate?
Our answer to that is yes, yes, and yes.
I suspected so.
That's exactly it. You've just said all of them. And funny enough, at my studio, I have exactly all of those.
Mm.
I have a lot of professionals. I have a lot of people who are from housewives to it. There is no specific person who does it. And that is the most beauty of yoga. It's all different types. And I get a lot of people say, but do males do it? And yes, males do it. A lot of males do this.
Mm.
It's for all different types. And that's the most beautiful thing about it. And you don't have to be embarrassed about doing it.
Mm.
It can be very, very hard. There are loads of different types of yoga.
Mm.
It's about finding the right teacher. It's about finding the right type of yoga that suits you. There are so many different types. There's easy ones. There's harder ones. There's ones that take a lot out of you. It's about finding what works for you and for your body. But the main thing is just understanding what you need, because it does change. It has a big difference in your life. It changes everything. Your body through to your mind. It helps with success, abundance, your relationships, a higher state of consciousness. Everything starts to work and really breathe in a whole entire way.
Age children? Can children do it?
Oh, yes. I teach children. I love it. And the children are incredible. I had a very funny experience where one of the children ran into my class and said, "Where's Yogi? Where's Yogi? I want to meet Yogi." Since he was a little
Yogi the bear.
Yes, it was fantastic. But once they understand it, you'll actually see children start to change, and it brings out a different side to them. They actually see the fun in it, and you can really enjoy and have a lot of. You can get something out of a child where they really enjoy it. It's not just about sitting and being quiet. It's about enjoying and participating. There's also group yoga.
Mm.
Partners yoga. There's a lot of different.
I don't know. I don't have to wear those cycling tight pants, do I?
No, you don't. You don't. I mean, I prefer people wearing tight pants because I can see what your legs are doing and I can understand where your body's going.
Yeah.
So, but it's really where you're comfortable.
Jolene, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And how do people reach you, those who are interested in taking up yoga?
Oh, so it's Yoga Joe, Y-O-G-A-J-O. I'm on YouTube, I'm on Facebook, and anybody's welcome to contact me. I'll also find them a teacher in their area.
Jolene, all the best, and I'll give it a try. Thanks for talking to us and making time.
I would love you to please even get hold of me and come for a class.
Thank you. Jolene Palmer was our guest, and she's a yoga teacher and trainer.